Hello again, everybody. Welcome to the new Open House Radio Show, brought to you by Texas Star Realty Professionals. I'm your host, Don Leonard, and for the next half hour or so, we are going to be talking real estate. Now, it is really great to be back behind the microphone. Now, if you're from the Houston area, you may remember a couple of shows that I used to do here in the area. One was the Don Leonard Real Estate Show, which we did back in the early 2000s. And then, of course, much later, we did the Open House Radio Show on AM 700 KSEV. Now, I love the name of that show so much that I decided to keep it for the podcast. Now, we can't do the show exactly the same way that we used to do the old Open House Radio Show, because the concept there was to talk to real estate agents about their open houses. And so during the show, we would talk to the agent from their open house. And now, of course, since this is not necessarily live, we really can't do that. We could talk about somebody's open house, and by the time you listen to this podcast, it may be 3 years down the road. You decide that you want to go and check out that open house, and whoever lives in that house just might not be that happy to see you. So we're not going to do the show that way. But what we are going to do is we are going to bring you the most current, best information regarding real estate that is out there. Now, that we have always done, and that is our goal here on this show as well. And so if you do remember the show, you know that we always started out with interest rates, and I see absolutely no reason to do anything different than that right now, especially given the fact that we got extremely good news. And so here it is. It is March 26th, 2019, and mortgage rates, according to Freddie Mac, hit their lowest rate that they have been at for over a year. Now, the last time they were this low was February of 2018. Right now, interest rates are averaging right about 4.25, right about 4.28%. Now, that's quite a drop from last November, when it was just under 5%. So you can see that we have had a very nice drop in interest rates since that time. Here's more good news, that this comes right on the heels of the Federal Reserve meeting saying that they now plan on leaving interest rates alone throughout the rest of 2019. Now, if you've been paying any attention to what the Federal Reserve's been doing and what they said they're going to continue to do, that is giving us a break of about 3 interest rate rises this year. And so that kind of stability is really going to create a good situation for buyers. So let's talk about that a little bit. What does this mean for the average buyer out there? 3 or 4 things, actually. Number one, the very fact that this is happening at this time of year really couldn't be any better. The two things happening together, the drop in interest rates and the time of year, you really couldn't ask for better if you're a buyer. Why? Because look at what time of year it is. It is March, the end of March. School has about 2 months left. There is going to be a ton of buyers hitting the market in about the next 30 to 45 days. All those people who are just waiting until the end of school so they don't have to yank their kid out of school before the end of school are going to be out there looking for properties. Now, granted, the amount of inventory probably will rise as well, but that is not a necessarily automatic thing, because sellers right now are pretty happy. Property owners are pretty happy. They don't necessarily want to go put their house on the market because they know their ability to go and replace what they've got for the same amount of money just doesn't really exist. And so their inventory numbers may not go up as much as the number of buyers. And of course, real estate, all being supply and demand, right? We know what that means, that if the number of buyers exceeds the number of listings that we've got, then that means prices will go up. That means that buyers are going to be competing for the same inventory out there, and that's not going to go well. So getting back to why this is a good thing for buyers right now, if you have the ability to buy now, get out there now. Get out there while interest rates are low. Get out there while there is inventory and while you're not having to compete. it makes perfect sense. Now, a lot of buyers have been sitting on the fence because interest rates did go up pretty rapidly last year, and you can't really blame folks for that because we were at one point, what, 3.5? We were down to 3.5, not more than, what, 2 years ago? And then all of a sudden, when the Federal Reserve decided they needed to start this rise, and every time they brought the rates up, the Federal Reserve rates up, interest rates followed, and it got to the point to where buyers just sat back and said, you know what, forget it. And it was almost like, okay, we missed the boat. And, you know, I've done this. I've been in this business for 36 years, and I can't tell you how many times buyers have felt like they missed the boat. Maybe because they did, because in a lot of cases they did. But these things are cyclical. It's just, do you really want to wait another 5 years until interest rates may get back down to this point again? Probably not. You know, it's an interesting thing how these interest rates work, and it almost reminds me of the way that gas prices work. It's like they keep, like they test it to see just how far the public will take it. Now, if you remember, gas prices almost got up to $4 a gallon. But right before they got up to $4 a gallon, everybody started pulling back, and there was like an 18% decrease in usage. And all of a sudden, they realized, man, the public just is not going to have this. They're not going to take this $4 a gallon gas and be happy about it. And so they started backing off the price. Interest rates may be the same thing. Maybe the Federal Reserve or maybe somebody started getting wind of the fact that buyers were starting to pull back and they didn't really want to affect the real estate market that much. And so they've decided that, hey, the public is now starting to fight back, and so maybe we have hit our cap here. Maybe we need to just let this go for a little while and maybe even back it off a little bit. So maybe that's what's going on. I don't know. I don't care. Whatever the reason is, it's a good thing right now. We'll take it. If you're a buyer and you're thinking about whether or not you should get on the boat now and go ahead and buy, the answer is absolutely yes. Bird in the hand kind of thing, you know? Who knows how long they'll stay like this? Who knows how long the prices will stay like this? Makes absolute sense. And if you're a seller out there too, it might make sense for you to go ahead and be thinking about putting that house on the market as well if the number of buyers starts increasing. Why? Because you might be able to get that property sold pretty quickly. So interest rates a great thing right now. A lot of stability, something that we really like to see when it comes to home prices and interest rates, because we feel like that makes the market pretty strong. Nothing is overheated right now like it was at one time where sellers really had the upper hand. Depending on what you're looking at, sellers still have the upper hand, at least right here in the Houston area. I mean, if you're looking for a one-story home and you're trying to stay, say below $300,000, your choices are very limited. But if you're a seller and that's the product you've got a one-story house below $300,000, as long as it's priced right, of course, then that property is pretty much sold. I mean, that thing goes pretty quick. So there's our interest rate update for this time around. Before we get into the For What It's Worth segment, I want to take just a minute to talk about a friend of mine, Russell Rhodes, who is a senior loan officer at SWBC Mortgage here in the Cypress and Woodlands area. Now, I have used Russell for a number of my clients, and I have never been dissatisfied with what he's done, and I know my clients haven't either. No matter what type of loan you're looking for, whether it be conventional, FHA, VA, whatever it is, give Russell a call. I know he can help you out. Now, his direct number, 713-582-6908. That's 713-582-6908. Or email him at rrhodes, and Rhodes is R-H-O-D-E-S, rrhodes at swbc.com. That's rrhodes@swbc.com. Now check him out, Russell Rhodes, SWBC Mortgage, 713-582-6908. In our For What It's Worth segment, I like to take a common real estate concept and either support it or just completely rip it up. Now, today, the concept that I want to talk about is offering a bonus to a selling agent. And I get it. I understand. Sometimes a seller might think, hey, if this buyer's agent can stand to make a little bit more money selling my house versus another one, then I've got a better shot at getting my home sold. Now, of course, you know, we're talking about human nature, and so those things are always nice. But looking at it from a purely real estate standpoint, that really may not be the best use of your money. Now, here's what I mean. First of all, a buyer's agent's fiduciary responsibility. Now, fiduciary means that I have a responsibility based on trust to look out for your best interest. And so assuming that that agent is living up to their fiduciary responsibility, that bonus should not make one particle bit of difference, and it should not make that house sell one day faster than it would otherwise. Why? Well, because the buyer's agent is supposed to be looking out for the best interest of the buyer anyway, not their own best interest. And so if the house works for their buyer, then they should be trying to sell it to the buyer. They should be pushing it to them if it's really one that meets their criteria and really works for them. If not, they shouldn't be doing it. Even if it means making more money, they shouldn't be doing it. So that's the first thing, just from a fiduciary duty standpoint. That shouldn't make a difference. And here's the other thing. A lot of brokers treat bonuses just like commission. And so what I mean by that is take, for instance, a real estate agent who is on a 50-50 split with their broker. So whatever money they bring in, they split 50-50 with the broker. Now, if a seller is offering, oh, let's say a $2,000 bonus to selling agent, and that bonus is going to be paid, if the broker treats the bonus just like a commission, then really the agent is only going to get $1,000 of that $2,000, and the broker will get the other $1,000. And so really now what we're talking about is a seller paying $2,000 and receiving a $1,000 benefit. And so if you're a real estate agent, you already know this, that you would never advise a seller to spend $2,000 on anything if they're only going to recover $1,000 of it. So if we're looking at some sort of improvement to the house or something like that, we know that that's definitely true. I'm not going to tell my seller, hey, put in $2,000 worth of some product in the house and you should be able to sell the house for $1,000 more. It just doesn't make sense. You're not going to do it. And so again, if the bonus is going to be treated that way, and let me tell you, whether or not the bonus is going to be treated as commission or not is entirely up to the broker. It's not up to whoever is paying it. It's not up to you. You can call it bonus to selling agent all you want. And I've seen builders do that. Bonus to selling agent. Well, sorry, builder. It's not up to you as to who is going to get that money. Because all money, all commissions have to be paid through the broker. The broker has the final say as to where that money is going to go. So that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So what does make sense? This is what I tell my sellers, and I think in most cases the sellers appreciate hearing this, that if you really have an extra $2,000 to put into this transaction, don't offer it to the agent. The agent's going to make their money just like they normally would. Offer it to the buyer. It's the buyer you're trying to attract, and the buyer will benefit the whole $2,000, if we're going back to our $2,000 example here, the buyer will benefit the whole thing. And it's the buyer you're trying to attract anyway. So why wouldn't you just offer it to a buyer? So tell your agent, if you're a seller, tell your agent, look, I want to offer money towards buyer's closing costs, not towards a bonus to the selling agent, but offer it to the buyer. Now, for what it's worth, that's the way I see it. And believe me, I've been through it enough times that sellers really appreciate being told how it really is. I hope you're enjoying this episode of the Open House Radio Show, brought to you by Texas Star Realty Professionals, and I'd like to take just a second to talk about Texas Star Realty Professionals. Now, located in Cypress, Texas, with over 60 years of real estate experience, this independent company continues to help residential and commercial buyers, sellers, landlords, and tenants with their real estate needs. Now, when you find yourself with a real estate need, give Texas Star Realty Professionals a call. You won't be disappointed. Now, you can reach them at 281-758-5430. That's 281-758-5430. Now, whether your needs are in the Cypress area or anywhere throughout Southeast Texas, or even into the Hill Country, Texas Star Realty Professionals are there to help. Give them a call, 281-758-5430. In today's seller segment, I would like to talk a little bit about this thing I like to call the time, price, condition, correlation. How do these three things work together or against each other in order to get the seller what the seller really wants? And what is it that the seller really wants? Well, the seller really wants to sell their house in as little time as possible, for as much money as possible, and have to do as few repairs as possible. Unfortunately, that's not usually possible. There's so much that comes into play here. Let's look at how these three things work in conjunction with each other. First of all, let's look at time and price. As the amount of money that you want for your home goes up, then it's likely that the amount of time it's going to take to get that price is going to go up right along with it. If you want to get top dollar, it's probably going to take longer to find that right buyer. Now, the other side of that coin, if you need your home to sell quicker, then it's unlikely you're going to be able to price it at top dollar because you're relying on that right buyer to come along immediately, which is usually not going to happen. So if you're going to need to get your home sold quicker, price is probably going to have to be the place where you attract that buyer. Price and condition. Let's take a look at that. Again, as the amount of money you want for your property goes up, the condition of that property is probably going to have to go up right along with it. If people are going to pay top dollar, they're going to expect top condition. Pretty much that simple. The other side of that coin, if the home is not in the best condition, it is unlikely you're going to get the best price. And in fact, not only will the buyer be subtracting out the cost of whatever that repair or improvement or whatever it is that needs to be fixed, not only are they going to subtract that out, there's also this little thing called the aggravation factor. The fact that this buyer is now going to be the one to have to deal with the contractor, going to have to deal with the mess in the house, going to have to deal with the inconvenience of probably missing work in order to meet them, and then maybe even having to deal with the possibility of once they dig into whatever the repair is, it ends up being more expensive than what we thought it was going to be to begin with. All those things are coming into play in the buyer's mind when they're looking at a house that is not in good condition. So if you can get the things repaired, I would probably go ahead and do it. Are you necessarily going to get that money back? Nope, probably not. But if it's a repair, it's something that needs to be done anyway. If it's just a simple improvement, then we may not do it. Condition and time. Let's look at those two because those two do not work in conjunction with each other. They work against each other. And so the less time that you want this property to be on the market, the better the condition is going to have to be. Again, going back to the fact that people don't like to deal with that. They don't want to come in and have to clean up somebody else's mess. And that's what we're talking about. Repairs because things that the seller didn't take care of. Buyers don't want to do that. And so if you want the amount of time that you're on the market to go down, put the property in good condition. And the reverse is true as well. If you've got enough time to wait, maybe you don't have to put the property quite in that condition. So sellers, we understand We would all like to be able to get everything our own way. We would love to be able to sell our homes for as much money as possible, in as little time as possible, and do as few repairs as possible. Now, that's all what we'd love to do, but it's probably not going to work. Unfortunately, probably not going to work quite exactly that way. This is the Open House Radio Show. I am your host, Don Leonard, and of course the show is sponsored by Texas Star Realty Professionals. And so every week we like to bring you the Texas Star Realty Professional Listing of the Week. Now this week, the listing of the week is at 12423 New Hampton in Lakewood Forest Subdivision. Now that's Tomball Independent School District. And of course now, depending on when you're hearing this podcast, the home still may or may not be on the market for sale. So a couple of ways to check it out. First of all, look on HAR.com and look for MLS number 7022-2582. That's 7022-2582. Or give Texas Star Realty Professionals a call at 281-758-5430. 281-758-5430. Or give me a call, Don Leonard. I'm the listing agent. And you can give me a call at 713-899-3938. 713-899-3938. So listen to what $299,000 will buy. A fantastic 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath, 2.5-car garage with pool in Tomball Independent School District. Now, this property was built in the early 90s. It has been updated and upgraded. Master bedroom downstairs, executive master bath. This is a wonderful property. And so if you are thinking, man, that Houston summer is coming up and it sure would be great to have a home with a pool so I can beat the heat, this is the home for you. 12423 New Hampton, MLS number 7022-2582. So check that one out. If you need more information, give me a call, 713-899-3938. That's 713-899-3938. Well, that just about does it for this week on the Open House Radio Show. I'm your host, Don Leonard. We really hope that you have enjoyed the show. We're going to be back here every week talking a little bit about what's going on in Houston and Texas real estate. Until next week, so long, everybody.